Today on Episode 5 of the Healing Through Consciousness series on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head, we'll tackle an alternative view of disease infections. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. We can be forgiven for following the mainstream view about the origin and treatment of infectious disease. Ever since Carnegie and Rockefeller got a hold of Pasteur's germ theory as a perfect vehicle for pharmaceuticals based on oil derivatives, medical education in the West has been teaching the idea that disease comes from outside. I sometimes imagine what it would be like trying to raise money for research into alternative treatments for cancer, for example, specifically treatments that don't require expensive surgery or drug treatment protocols. I visualize meeting after meeting with investors ending in many shaken hands and zero signed contracts. It's very difficult to raise money for research into treatment modalities other than drugs and surgery for things like cancer today. This invasion from the outside perspective dominates modern medical thinking and is pretty much the accepted view of infectious disease among most of us. But what's not well known is that there was another prominent scientist proposing another cause for disease at the same time Pasteur was developing his germ theory. His name was Antoine Béchamp, and his contention was that disease was an inside condition, not an attack from external microbes. All that was explored beautifully in E. Douglas Hume's fascinating book, Béchamp or Pasteur, A Lost Chapter in the History of Biology, written 100 years ago or so. And Kepi and Pacheco have been expanding on this interior medicine for the past 50 years, and what they've been working with changes the way we see disease. The latest on that today with Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco.
Diseases we create ourselves inside of us because this stress, this defensive attitude causes an imbalance in our bodies and we start to have this energetic imbalance, which is the result of stress. So as long as we have this energetic stress, we even create viruses inside ourselves, in our blood, inside of our body. We are the creators of the majority of the viruses, the so-called negative bacteria.
What's that process, Claudia? How do we create those things?
Because virus is an energy. So if we have this energetic imbalance, it's so easy to create viruses. It's so common when you have an emotional distress. The day after you get a cold, or you develop
sore throat.
Yeah, or headaches or migraines or anything of those. It's so easy, so rapid, so fast.
And you've seen this thousands of times in your psychoanalysis with clients.
Thousands. But if you are more balanced, more calm, you will not get into resonance with other people's imbalances. Because it's very easy for us to get close to a person who is in an energetic imbalance. And if we get into the same kind of resonance, the same kind of energy, then it's not difficult to develop also something similar.
Could we talk,
by resonance.
Could we talk about this specifically then? Because I'm starting to see more and more the anxiety about this ramping up. People are catching, I don't even know how to say this. This is the terms that the media is using, catching these diseases.
So what happens in the resonating process?
Yes.
Like two instruments or two chords. Could you explain this in English because you have more facility?
Yes, I think that would be like a guitar string. Mm-hmm. You know, when one guitar string is plucked, the other strings will resonate.
And start vibrating. In the same level of vibration mm-hmm. without touching it.
Right.
So it's an energetic influence.
Right.
And the pendulus also.
Pendula. Let's see if I can describe this. You have a line with four pendulum hanging from it, and two pendula at the same length of string that's attached to them, and others at different lengths. When you begin to swing the longer one, the other one that's at the same length, or where the rope is the same length, it begins to respond without touching. It begins to swing at the same rate. In fact, they begin to transfer energy back and forth.
Yes.
One begins to slow down, the other begins to speed up. And then the second one begins to slow down, and the other one begins to speed up. And they're
but
transferring
they need,
energy.
They need to be, as you said,
at
the same level
mm-hmm.
and be made of the same material. So
same weight, the same
weight.
Yeah.
So they are similar. So if we are in a similar, like a radio, if I'm...
We call this the resonant point, where the radio resonates at the exact frequency.
Yeah.
The radio, the apparatus resonates at the same frequency as the emanating signal, then you pick up the signal
yes,
clearly.
Yes, and that's what happens in epidemic kind of thing. So it's not that. It does not have anything to do with another person that has that flu. But it has, depending on the synchronicity. So you develop yourself inside of you the same or a similar vibration, and you develop a similar virus condition as the other person.
This is more than just suggestion then, isn't it? It's more than just a suggestion in the mind, because hypochondriacs are like that. They start to read an article about some symptoms of a disease, and they start to think, I have that. I have those symptoms. It's more than that, isn't it?
Yes, it is more. But the fact that you imagine that you have a disease, it creates conditions for you to get that disease. So a suggestion is a form of creating diseases as well. This is something that people should be aware of and be careful. Because if you think too much about having a cancer, you will have the possibility of developing a cancer. Because our minds are very powerful. So why start thinking about developing a cancer? Why to have this idea? If we have so many things to think differently, positively, to do something, to think about beautiful things, or to do good things, or to study, or to develop, why to keep thinking that I'm going to die, I'm going to develop a cancer? So this is already a negative tendency.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, Claudia, isn't it?
All fears hide a censored, a hidden intention. So if I am too much afraid of something, it's because deep down, I have that desire, and I censor this consciousness. For instance, some people are afraid that their parents will die, or a father or a mother. So deep down, censored, there is an intention or a desire that that parent would die or would be away from their lives because of some reason. They do not admit that they are... Not honest enough and courageous enough to confront their hidden desires.
I remember a friend of mine, I don't know if this is the same thing, a friend of mine was terrified to go out on the roof of high buildings because he felt like he wanted to jump off.
Yeah. He didn't want to realize how much he wanted. His intention was to jump off and to kill himself.
Self-destructive.
And why? Probably they wanted to finish with their consciousness, they wanted to be in a deep sleep and not have any consciousness anymore, any problem to deal with, and be outside of life and outside of trouble. It's a matter of going deeper, not being afraid of recognizing our hidden desires and understanding ourselves better, our panic. For instance, so many people are panicking, they are going to die. So they have the intention to kill themselves, to destroy themselves, and they are indeed destroying themselves, but they don't want to see it.
Right.
So they panic.
Fear hides a hidden intention. I like this very much. I deal a lot with...
This is a Freudian concept. And another phrase which I find beautiful. From the results, you can see the intentions.
Yes.
So if you have a bad result in something, then you can see that deep down unconsciously that's what you wanted to do.
So is our fear that's being ramped up about the swine flu or any other flu that comes along, is this, our fear of this is showing us that we know of our intention?
We have an intention to get the flu.
And we, or to die, right?
Or even to die.
And this intention is not really as conscious as it could be, so it comes out as a fear of something.
Yes.
And so epidemics, Claudia, let's just try to explain that a little bit more. How do we explain them through trilogical medicine? Because we've had bubonic plague and the black plague and all of these things where millions of people die. There was a Spanish flu. They're explained as being a virus that passes from one to another, but this is a resonance. It's a whole different ball game here now,
isn't
it?
And sometimes if the society's too decadent and having a low quality of life psychologically, socially, too decadent, they can create epidemics. This right. can be created as a whole system of decadent behaviors and thoughts and attitudes and emotions.
And bad sanitation, even.
Bad sanitation, even. So it's like everything is in a low vibration in that society. It's a sign that that society is decadent, too low resonance. And not only this, but it's important to see the attraction we have towards low vibrational styles of life. Living like a vegetable, an animal, only in sensorial life, brings us in a lower vibration that it's not natural. Living too sensorially, it's unnatural for us. We are spiritual beings with a body. So if we live only sensorially, materialistically, the tendency to create diseases will be enormous because we are vibrating in a lower level than we should. It's more a matter of we raising up to our natural level of vibration, which is spiritual. Then we are living more according to our nature.
Living according to our nature. Well, that sounds good. But there's some metaphysics necessary to understand exactly what that means. Because if we're products of a slow, transformative process over millions of years that started back in the prehistoric primal ooze, it's hard to figure out what natural is. It's been modifying, after all, through selection and mutation. But if we're part of a complete and harmonious universe, if we are likenesses of that perfection and order, then natural can be understood as a return to what once was. In any event, the ramifications for understanding health and healing are immense, and much more an inside job than perhaps we've considered. We'll look deeper at that in our next episode.